correction. In last month's e-newsletter, we inadvertently mentioned that the new Benkelman warehouse was on fire after being struck by a flaming meteor the size of a toaster oven. What we meant to say is that we're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Not sure how we got that one so wrong. We'd love to be talking to you on the phone right now, but we're playing this Wordle thing, and frankly, it's got us hooked like crack. So just hang on. The name of the place is Benkelman Corporation, and yeah, it's named after our founder, Ed Benkelman Sr. These days, we have a lot of other names here, too. There's Dan, Tim, Chelsea, Ken, Dave, Ringo, Opie, Flipper, Soupy, and a fella who likes to call himself Captain Trouble. His real name is Jimmy. Stop in and tell us your name. Hey, I'm doing a crossword puzzle here. Need your help. The clue is the noxious gas that forms after a double replacement chemical reaction, leaving a crusty metallic taste in the mouth. 17 letters. Come on, shout it out. Well, Team Benkelman did not medal at the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. Of course, we didn't qualify for the games either, seeing as we're industrial parts suppliers, not finely tuned world-class athletes. While the games were on TV, though, we laid on the couch and ate a crap ton of egg rolls, which I suppose is the next best thing to being there. We've got a pond on our property. We call it Lake Benkelman. Might just be our brains reacting to all the rubber fumes around here, but a bunch of us could have sworn we saw a shark in there a few days back. Or maybe it was just a hunk of garbage floating by. Either way, we can't wait to get our rowboat in the lake and start shooting at some fish. There's a rumor going around that we're selling weapons-grade plutonium on the Benkelman website. Weapons-grade? No, that's not accurate. But if you need plutonium for decorative or recreational use, then we can talk. Look, I could tell you all about the epoxy and glue we carry, all the grease, lacquer, silicone, and gear oil, all the O-rings, U-cups, and V-packing, the rod wipers, the lock nuts, the blah, blah, blah. But I'm tired. See, instead of coffee, someone here brewed a big pot of bull tranquilizer, and after a big mugful, I just want to fall down and sleep for a week.